In California, state regulators have determined that an Uber driver is an employee rather than a contract worker and therefore is entitled to reimbursement of expenses. The case is being closely watched in Pennsylvania. It has the potential of overturning the entire business model of Uber and other so-called sharing economy companies that rely on freelancers. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Uber, the car hailing service, is appealing the decision in California State Court, saying it doesn't owe the driver money for expenses because she was a freelancer. And Uber says drivers like it that way. It's flexible. But labor attorney David Rosenfeld says, well, it's actually more than that.
It's much more expensive to treat people correctly as employees because you have to pay Social Security, state taxes, you have to pay unemployment insurance in most states.
The labor commissioner says the California driver is owed $4,000 in expenses for 2 months of work. Because she had to follow the company's set fees for taxiing people around town, the reasoning goes, she was an employee. University of Southern California law professor Jonathan Handel says that's debatable.
Another observer might say, yeah, but these people, they can choose when they want to work. They wake up in the morning and they say, I don't feel like it today. That doesn't feel very employee-like.
If Uber ultimately loses its case, Handel says the business model could be in trouble.
I do think that it's likely that employee attorneys, plaintiff's attorneys in the worker area in Pennsylvania are looking at this and looking at existing precedent in Pennsylvania and trying to decide whether a test case might be useful.
There's been one case in Pennsylvania. An Uber driver in Allentown sought unemployment benefits and was denied last year, but the case never moved to the courts.
That doesn't mean that's going to be the case in another one. We look at each case individually because there are so many factors that come into play with unemployment compensation.
Pennsylvania Labor Department spokeswoman Sarah Goulet says having one unemployment benefits decision on its side doesn't amount to much for Uber.
It could move way up into Commonwealth Court and even state Supreme Court. So I think, you know, there are other things that could possibly happen with this moving forward. And I'm not saying this particular case, but cases, you know, there's other means for them to kind of move up through the system.
One way around this, says Professor Handel, is for Uber to offer self-driving cars. No labor disputes there. And he says those kinds of automated trips might be just 5 years away. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.